Today's shiur is Masechta Shkolim Daf Beis, and we're going to begin at the beginning of the Masechta, Beis Rashem. Masechta Shkolim. Masechta Shkolim, actually, it's a question why it's in Seder Moed. Masechta Shkolim really should have been in Seder Kachim, because the halacha was that every year, every Jewish male adult, at the minimum, had to give a machzis shekel. The machzis shekel was primarily used for the kabbonis tzibur, for the carbon tamid that was brought every day. On Shabbos there was a carbon musaf. On Yom Tovim there were kabbonis tzibur. The primary use of those funds came, the primary place that those funds to buy all those kabbonis came from was from the machzis shekel donated by Klal Yisrael. The reason it's a Masechta in Seder Moed is because it was given every year. And the definition of Moed is a Yom Tov, just like every year there's Sukkot and Pesach and Purim. Every year we had to give a Machzis a Shekel. The Masechta is next to Masechta Pesachim that we just finished learning, because as we will learn in the Shia today, Shkolim were given Rosh Chodesh Nissan. By Rosh Chodesh Nissan they started using the new Shkolim, so they had to make sure that it was near Pesach time. So given that it was near Pesach time, so we put it in Seder Moed next to Masechta Pesachim. Masechta Shkolim is the only Masechta in the Daf Yomi series that we learn Yerushalmi. There is no Bavli on Masechta Shkolim. The reason we learn it with the Yerushalmi, we're not learning Yerushalmi, we're learning Bavli, is because given that it's the only Masechta in Seder Moed that doesn't have Bavli, but we want to learn at least all of Seder Moed with some Gemara, so we learn it with the Yerushalmi. Actually, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi printed in our Talmud Bavli's on Masechta Shkolim, is not exactly identical to the Yerushalmi printed in the Yerushalmi Masechta Shkolim, but it's close enough. Obviously, we're going to follow the Seder that's in the Talmud Bavli Gemaras. Teaches us the Mishnah. Dech ba'adar, on the first day of Adar, Mashmiim al Shkolim, we announce that everybody should get ready to bring their new shekel, the Machzis shekel, because as we mentioned, by Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we have to use the new shekel. We're going to learn later in the Masechta if there's leftover shkolim from the previous year, what's done with that leftover. Furthermore, valakloim, the halachi is that you're not allowed to plant a mixture of two different seeds. So on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they announced that halacha. There's a machloikis, what does this mean? Some explain that that's the time, as we will see in the Gemara, that the new plants start to sprout. And since they begin to sprout at that time, we could see if there's any climb, if there's any mixture growing. And if there's any mixture growing, we have to uproot it, separate it, because climb is also. Another pshat, this is the way Rabbi Artanura learns, is that if it grows as climb, then it has to be uprooted at any amount, no matter how little or much grows together. According to the first pshat we learned, those mefarshim say that if it's less than 1/24 of a mixture, then it's not considered klayim and could be left. The Bar Tanura learns that if there's anything growing as a mixture, it has to be uprooted. What the Mishnah is discussing is when you have seeds, and now you want to take those seeds and plant it, so if there's mixed into those seeds less than 1/24 of another min, of another type, you could plant it as is. If there's more than that, that seed has to be separated to separate the two different types of seed. The Farshim explain, al shkolim v'al kloim, shkolim is a mitzvah sasei, something positive we have to do. We have to give the machzis a shekel. Klayim is a mitzvah sloy sasei, that we have to not plant or have klayim in our fields. The Mishnah is teaching us a Jew has to do both. He has to be asay toif, do mitzvah asay of shkolim, and he also has to stay away from us, from the lavim, not have klai. Another pshat that I saw is that shkolim, as we know and we will speak about, a machzis a shekel was given, a half a shekel. What's a half a shekel? Why not a whole coin? That everybody, every Jew should realize that he's not on his own. He has to be together with another Jew. He's only a machzis a shekel. So what does shkolim teach us? The need for us to be together with other Jews, to unite with other Jews. But teaches us the Mishnah, even though we're supposed to unite with other Jews, there's also our client. You have to know who not to associate with also.
Are you going to discuss
how they
read the 24th?
Yes. Obachamisha also on the 15th day of Adar, Kairim by Esa Megillah. We read the Megillah, the Krochim, in cities that are walled. Because we know that Purim really is on the 14th day of Adar. But in the walled cities, they said that it should be read on the 15th day of Adar. It was to commemorate that in the city of Shushan, as we learned in the Megillah, they had an extra day, so they made Shushan Purim. And Chazal said that any city that is has a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, what's the reason Yeshua ben Nun? Because Yeshua ben Nun was the one that was the first one to hold battle with the Amalekim, they should have Purim on the 15th day of Adar. Now, the question is, most cities hold Purim on the 14th day of Adar. It's a handful of cities that hold it on the 15th day. So why is the Mishnah speaking about the minority? So some say, because we're learning Yerushalmi, and Yerushalayim, they held Purim on the 15th day of Adar. We're learning Yerushalmi. Another pshat is, the Mishnah here is not coming to teach us Hilchas Purim. We're going to learn Masechta Megillah Mishnah. The point of this Mishnah is to teach us Hilchas Shkolim. And in Hilchas Shkolim, we're going to learn the 15th day of Adar has a significance. That's why the Mishnah mentions the 15th day of Adar. And once we talk about the 15th day of Adar, we teach all the other halachas that apply in the 15th day of Adar. So Karnas Megillah Mekrochim, we read the Megillah in the walled city. And we fix the road. Drachim means the public highways. Verechayvus means not the public highways, the city streets. So the way most Mefarshim learned the Mishnah is that during the winter, the highways and the roads might have gotten ruined from the bad weather. Now that the weather is getting better, we fix them. Another pshat is that since we're going to be oil regal, we're going to go up to Yerushalayim for Pesach, so we have to make sure that the roads are in good shape, that it should be easy to travel. Another pshat is that the halacha is that if a Jew kills somebody bishoygig, or even not bishoygig until he's taken to trial, he has to run to the Ari Miklat, and we have to make it easy for him to get there. So Masaknas Adravachim Verachayvus, we fix the roads that they should be able to get to the Ari Miklat. Another pshat, Drachim means the roads, Rechayvim means the place where they had the markets. Ves Mikvas Amayim, the mikvahs were either fixed at this time of the year, again, because the mikvahs were generally outdoors, so the leaves and other debris fell into them, so now's the time that we could start cleaning them, or we measured the water in the mikvah that it should have the proper shear, now's the time to do it. V'oisin kol tzarchei rabim, we do everything that the communal needs are, we'll speak about that in the Gemara. U'mitzainin as a kvarois, we put lime in the cemetery, because they used to make the graves, mark the graves with lime. But again, during the winter, the rain could have washed away that lime. So we have to repaint it to show where the kfar ma, that somebody who should not come close, somebody who wants to remain tar. V'yoytzen af al kloyim. And now, not only do we make the announcement of Rosh Chodesh Adar, but now is the time that we actually go out and see if people have klai in the field and deal with that issue, as we will learn in the Mishnah tomorrow. Interestingly, the Tosfos Yontov points out all the other things that the Mishnah mentioned that we do on Tosfos Adar are communal things. The mikvah is a communal need. The roads are communal needs. Klai is not a communal need. It's every individual has. We're checking every individual's field. The Rishash asks, that why do we do this on Shushan Purim? Purim are not really supposed to work. We're doing all of these things in Shushan Purim. How are we going to celebrate Purim? So the Meiri actually says that we start the day after Purim. The day after Shushan Purim. But other Mepharshim say, since, as we just explained, we're primarily talking about communal needs may be done even on Purim. The Rashba asks, why when somebody gives a shekel, the maksas a shekel, doesn't he make a bracha? He's about to do a mitzvah. So he answers, this is the way most Mepharshim explain it. What is the concept of giving a shekel, or giving tzedakah? We're actually giving something that doesn't belong to us. We're saying, L'Hashem ha'aretz melayoi. We're announcing that everything belongs to Hashem. What we're giving is not really ours. We're giving what Hashem gave it to us to hold. So you don't make a bracha, because that's making a bracha would seem to say that I'm giving something that belongs to me. And when we give the machzor a shekel, we're really saying that nothing belongs to me. It's really all Hashem's that just lets me hold. Ask the Gemara, V'lama v'echa v'adr, why is this announcement made on echa v'adr? K'dei shivi Yisrael shekleim b'yinosim. That Klal Yisrael should be able to give their shkolim within the right time. The titrim trumas halishkon mechadosha bezmanoi, so that they take the new coins in the right time, which is be'echa b'nissan, which is on the first day of Nissan. So we make the announcement to Rosh Chodesh Adar. By the time Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes around, we will have all the new machzis shekel in the Beis Hamikdash, and they can be used. Ma'ar Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak says, how do we know that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the date to use for the new coins? Because we learned Trumas Halishka Ketchilasa. Just like the first time machzis shekel was brought, it had to be brought by Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Vehi b'chodesh harishin b'shana ha'shenis b'echel l'chodesh, in the second year of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, on the first day of Nissan, hukam ha'mishkan, the Mishkan was built. V'tanilai, regarding this we learned, b'yoyim shehilkam ha'mishkan, on the day the Mishkan was put up, erected, by b'yoyim nitru ma'atruma, that was the day they started using the machzis ha'shekel. So since in the first year, when we started using the shkolim, we started on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so too, in all future years, Rosh Chodesh Nissan should be the day to start using the new machzis ha'shekel for the year. And the Haggadah Sabbach on the side teaches us Asara Torahs, 10 things, there were 10 significant things that happened on that day, this being one of them, that they started using the shkol. However, Rav Tevi, Rav Yoshia B'Shem Kahana, has a different reason how we know that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the day to begin using the new machzis ha'shekel. Why is he not satisfied with the first source that the Gemara just quoted? So the Mepharshim explain. The first source is teaching us about the first year. The first year, the Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So obviously, that was the day that we started using the new machzis ha'shekel. It makes a lot of sense. But in future years, what makes Rosh Chodesh Nissan so significant that we should say that every year, Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the date that we begin using the new shekel? So he learns it this way. Nemekan chotche, regarding the machzis ha'shekel, it says the word chotche. V'nam elahalon, regarding Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it says the word chotche. HaChodesh Lechem, HaZel Lechem, Rosh Chodoshim, Rishon Ulechem, L'Chodshei HaShana, Ma'achodshei, Shenem L'Halan, Ein Moinim Elam Nisan. Nisan is the first month of the year, that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Af Chodshei, Shenem Akan, Ein Moinim Elam Nisan, we start from Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
So there's no Svar,
it's Gzeirah Shavah. It's Gzeirah Shavah, we learn Gzeirah Shavah between Machzis HaShekel and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Amar Rabbi Yoyna, Shavik Rav Tevi Roish Demes Nisan. Rav Tevi ignored the first part of the Braisa, V'Amar Soifa, and he just mentioned the end of the Braisa. Dalkein, it's inappropriate to do that. Why only mention the back calf? You should mention the whole Braisa. Kahar D'Tani, what does the Braisa teach us? The Braisa teaches us Zois Oilos Chodesh B'Chodshay. That's what the pasuk says. Yochel, I would think, yeitorim b'chol chodesh v'chodesh. That every month we should give a new machzis ha'shekel. Tam Alaymer, Bechaydish Lechatshe, Bechaydish Echur Utarim, Lechal Chatshe Shana. It's only once a year. 1 month during the year should be the month where I start using the new Shkolim, and that should go for the whole year. Yachel, so I would think, Be'ez Chaydish Yitzah. Good, it has to be done once a year, but it could be any month I want. Who says it has to be Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Tells us the Braisa, as we just learned, Ne'emakan Chodesh, regarding the Machzis HaShekel, it says Chodesh, Ne'emalahalon, regarding Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it says the word Chodesh, Mach Chodesh Ne'emalahalon, regarding the months of the year, Ein Moinim Elam Nissan, we begin from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Af Chodesh Ne'emakan, Ein Moinim Elam Nissan, we begin from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So we learned in the Mishnah, Be'ech Ba'odim Hashmim El Shkol. On the first day of Adar, we mashmiya on the Shkol. What does mashmiya mean? So what did Mefarshim explain? The word mashmiya can have one of two definitions. It could mean to announce, to make a public announcement, get ready to bring the Shkolim. It's 30 days before the date. And just like by all halachas, the halach is that yontif, we have to learn Hilchas Achag 30 days before yontif. So here too, if we just said that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the day where all the new Shkolim have to be in, so we make the announcement Rosh Chodesh Adar, or Mashmim can mean to gather. So what does Mashmim mean? Says Rav Huna, Hey, Oma Machrizen, to make an announcement. Heich ma dat Omer, as the Pasuk says, the Yitnu Kol B'Yehuda B'Yushalayim, they made an announcement, here too they should make an announcement. Actually, there's really two announcements that are made. We make an announcement, as we learned in the Mishnah, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, get ready and stop bringing your Shkolim. But also, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar is called Shabbos Shkolim, because we read the Parsha Shkolim, we read Parsha Kesisa, which teaches us that everybody has to donate a shekel. Why are two announcements made? So the Mefarshim explain, they make an announcement in Shul, because that's where everybody is, and they hear the laning, they hear the Kriya Satayr, and they know they have to bring the Shkolim. But what happens, this was common in those days, if you live in a small village where there aren't 10 people, where there aren't 10 adult males, so they don't have Kriya Satayr. So that's why they made an announcement. On the other hand, an announcement is made, they get up and they make an announcement, everybody should bring the shekel. So what happens if you're not there when they make the announcements? You don't hear the announcement. So for that, we read it by Kriya Satayra. So between Kriya Satayra and making the announcement, Chazal were pretty sure that everybody will hear about the obligation to bring a Machzis HaShekel. Taman Tanina. We learned in the Mishnah, in Masechta Megillah, Ein bein odah rishon l'odah sheni, that we know that if the Jewish calendar is a leap year, there are two Adars. Says the Mishnah, there are no differences between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Ela mikra Megillah matanis lavyoinim. That the Megillah is read and the tzedakah matanis lavyoinim is given only in Adar Sheni. Rav Simon b'shmei Rav Yeshua ben Levi, af shimua shkolim, announcing about the shkolim, the kloyim. What we learned in the Mishnah that we have to check for kloyim, that's also an Adar Sheni. That's also a difference by name between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, and this is done in Adar Sheni. Rav Chalba Rav Huna Rav Shem Rav Rava. So many Mefarshim actually take out this line from the Gemara here. We're going to have this in Amud Beis, but they take it out from here. The Taklan Chadatin, which is the Pshat, which is the Mefarsh that we usually use, in Masechta Shkolim keeps it, so we're going to explain it, but we're not going to go into depth with it. We'll learn about it on the base. It says, Haka Yoytzim B'Yudalit. Even in a city where they celebrate Purim on Tezva B'Adar, it's a walled city, Mimosh Yishu B'Nun, Yerushalayim, Shushan, Shuzman Kriyosan. If you, in that city, read the Megillah on Yudalit B'Adar, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. As I said, we'll talk about it more on the base. Amar Rav Yossi, the Yos. What we just learned, we quoted the Mishnah Masecht Megillah, that the time to announce about the Shkolim is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. The time to work with the Klayim is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Tells us Rav Yossi, the Yos. It's the right thing to do. It's what makes sense to do. and he explains himself. Klum amru mashmim el shkolim. Why did Chazal tell us that they make an announcement about the shkolim? Loy kadeshi vi yisrael ishkaleim benasam. In order that everybody should bring their shkolim in the right time. Im at badarishin, if you tell me that we're going to make the announcement on the rishin, at kedoin is pishat the shitin yomim. From Rish Chodesh Adarishin till Rish Chodesh Nisan, 60 days. So we're going to make the announcement of Rish Chodesh Adarishin. People are going to say, it's human nature. I have plenty of time to bring the Shkolim. And then when they're supposed to bring it, they won't bring it. So we wait till Rish Chodesh Adarishini, when there's only 30 days. Similarly, Klum Amr Yoitzim Afla Klayim. Why did Chazal tell us to go out about the Klayim? Because as we said when we learned the Mishnah, the new vegetation starts to sprout, and you can see if this climb. Im am at other region, but if you're going to tell me that we should check in other region, at kedoin in the kikin. At that point, it's still very small, and they can't tell. So it must be, when do we go out to check for climb? And other shame. Rav Chizki Yishol. So the way that Taklan Chadatin explains this Gemara is that in Bavli, when we have a terminology of Shaul, it means that he asked the question. Here it doesn't mean that he asked the question. He asked the question and gave the answer. It's so to speak more like he made a statement. If we're saying that why do we make an announcement on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Sheni, or in a year where there's only one Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, to bring the Shkolim, is because we want to get people the right amount of time, not too much, not too little, to get the new shkolim in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But they lived in a world without airplanes and without all this modern ways of travel. So if you live far away from Eretz Yisrael, and everybody has to contribute to the shkolim, it's not only people who live in Eretz Yisrael. So if somebody lives in Bavel or further, he should have to give shkolim. They should have to make the announcement even earlier, so that you get in time for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's exactly what Rav Chizki said. Rav Chizki Shol, Mi'at b'nei Bavel, Mashmim el shkolim, Mirosh shel Chayruf. The people who live in Bavel, they should make the announcement at the beginning of the winter. Loi k'dei shivi Yisrael shkolim benosim. By making the announcement at the beginning of the winter, they'll be able to get the shkolim into the Beis Hamikdash on time. The titrim chumas halishkod. So that the Lishka, the room where they had the Shkolim, should have all the new Shkolim from all Jews living all over the world. Bech Benissim. Hesev Rav Uli Kamei Rav Mana. So Rav Uli asked on this. Chizki is telling us that if Chutz Laretz, they make the announcement earlier in order that they should get the Shkolim into Eretz Yisrael, Barish Chodesh Nisan. But Taninon, we're going to learn a Mishnah in this Masechta. B'shloisha prakim b'shana, three times a year, Tarmin es Halishka. Three times a year, they went to this room where they had all the shkolim, and they took out coins that they should have handy to use for the kabbonis that they need to buy. Where were those times? B'freis ha-Pesach. B'freis ha-Pesach means 15 days before Pesach. B'freis means half. Because we know that 30 days before the Yontif, we have to start preparing for the Yontif. We have to start learning the halachas, that there are other dinim, we learned the Masechta Pesachim. So Freis means half. 15 days before, we have to start, we take out coins to have available to buy kabbonis. But Freis had Seris. 15 days before Shavuos, we take out another set of coins. But Freis Achag. And 15 days before Sukkos. Namer, why was it done this way? Aimed the craving the price of Pesach. The coins that were taken out 15 days before Pesach are for the people that are near Yerushalayim. They have their coins in place. They have their coins contributed by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Elam the Rechaikim, people who are a little further away from Yerushalayim, we give them longer. The Freis Atzeres. They have their coins in place by 15 days before Shavuos. Ve'ela the Rechaikin behind, and people who live even further, the Freis Achag. have them in place 15 days before Sukkot. But what is this Mishnah teaching us? This Mishnah is teaching us not that everybody has to have the coins into Yerushalayim by Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It depends on where you live. If you live near Yerushalayim, yes, you have to have your coins in place by Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But if you live further, we give you till 15 days before Shavuos. And if you live even further, we give you 15 days before Sukkot. Different than what Chizkiyah said, that Chizkiyah said that everybody, no matter where they live, have to have their coins in place by Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Amalei, so Chizkiyah replies, Kulan ka'achasibo. Really, everybody has their coins in place by Rosh Chodesh Nissan, no matter where you live. And therefore, if you live further from Yerushalayim, we make the announcement earlier, and it's your obligation to get your coins into Yerushalayim by Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Do what you have to do. So what's pshat in that Mishnah? V'lamar amru b'shloish prokim. Why did Chazal teach about these three times? If all the new coins are in anyway by Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so why do we go through this process by Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, and 15 days before Shavuos, and 15 days before Sukkot, k'day lasis pumbil adavar. We want to publicize the taking out of the coins, that Klal Yisrael should see what's being done with the coins that they brought, that they all donated coins, and they're being used. These are the times where Jews were in Yerushalayim, because they came up to be Oyel Regel, they came up to Yerushalayim anyway, for the Yom Tovim. So to show them that their money that they donated, their hard-earned money that they donated, is going to good use, so we purposely took out the coins from the Lishka to show them what's going on. But actually, their money had to be in place by Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Rabbi Yehuda b'Papazi b'shem Rebbe. Yehuda b'Papazi said the name of Rebbe. Hey, Nikra v'lo Nivus. We're going to learn these psukim, and we're going to get quite concerned. When it comes to do good, for example, what we're talking about now, to give donations to the Beis HaMikdash, it says kol nedivlei. Everybody who donated, the people who had a good heart, not everybody gave. However, l'ra, when it came to make the egel, it says v'yisparku kol ha'am. Everybody donated. It wasn't just in the nedivlei, only the good people. Similarly, l'toiva, when it comes to do good, it says v'yotzi Moshe sa'am. Moshe had to convince them to go out to receive the Torah. L'ra, when it comes to make the egel, it says v'tikru v'lai kulchem, everybody went. L'toiva, when it comes to do good, it says oz yosha Moshe of Nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had to convince Klal Yisrael to sing the Shira after Kriyas Yamsuf. L'ra, when it comes forbid, it says v'tisa kol eda, everybody on their own joined in. So Klal Yisrael, so to speak, were quicker to do bad than to do good. Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba, similarly, Ochein, it says in a pasuk in Tzfanya, Ochein hishchimu hishchisu. They got up, the kol hashchosu shay oisin, when they did bad, hashchosu means to do aveira, hay oisin bashkam hay oisin hishay. Bashkam means to get up early. To do bad, to do aveiras, nobody had to wake them up. On their own, they got up early to do aveira. However, tells us Rav Abba Ba'acha, Ein ati yochel lamar al ufi yishlum azu. It's hard to understand Klal Yisrael. It's hard to understand this style. Netvam le'egel v'noisen. When they were asked to donate for the egel, they give. Netvam le'mishkon. And when they're asked to give for the mishkon, v'noisen, they also give. So Rav Menachem Zemba says pshat in this Gemara, beautiful pshat. He says, look at what Klal Yisrael is all about. Nitvan la'egel, they gave money for the egel, which is the worst sin possible, avoid the zara. But it's possible to change in one moment. Nitvan la'mishkin, one moment later, they could be at the highest madrega. Vasul mishkin v'shechanti v'saicham, we could have the shechina amongst us, from one moment to the next. Ramei Shapiro now tries to explain. He says, the Gemara is somewhat difficult to understand. On one hand it says, that Klal Yisrael gives to the Mishkan and gives to the Egel, whatever you ask, they give. But the previous Gemara said that they were much quicker to give to the Egel than they were to give to the Mishkan. What's Pshat? She says a very nice Pshat. The story of the Egel came first. What happened? People went and asked for donations for the Egel. And as the Gemara just taught us, everybody donated for the Egel. And what happened afterwards, we know it was a terrible sin. with repercussions that we we feel until this very day. Nada came to collect for the Mishkan. So the Jews were a little concerned. The last time they were so quick to give to a cause, they ended up with a lot of tzaras. That's why for the Egel they gave quickly. For the Mishkan they started checking, is this a worthy cause? Because last time when they gave without checking, they ended up with tzaras. Tanya. So we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Hador Masnisa. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina taught us this braisa. Vasisa kapoira zov tor. We should take the gold that they donated for the Mishkan and make out of it the kapoiris of the covering for the Aron. Yov zov shal kapoiris. Let the gold that was donated for the kapoiris serve as the chapa zov shal egel for the gold that was donated for the egel. So Aruch Haner explains the best way to do tshuva is with what you did the aveira. So since they used gold to make the egel, we use gold for kapara. But the Mefarshim asked, why specifically does the Gemara mention that the gold was used to make the kapiras of the Aron? There were gold used to many other places in the Mishkan, the Menorah and the Shulchan, and all sorts of other uses. Why does the Gemara pick the Aron? So some say the Aron had the highest concentration of gold in one place. But the Beis HaLevi says a beautiful pshat. He says, what was on the kapiras? On top of the kapiras were the kruvim, two figures facing each other. What does that represent? It represents the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Pnei Ishal Echav. We're facing each other. Where is that relationship achieved? How is it achieved? On the Aron, through Torah. The way we develop, so to speak, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through learning Torah. Yav Azov, Klal Yisrael did a terrible Aveira. They did the Aveira of the Egel Hazov. What is the way to achieve a Kapora for that Aveira? The Kruvim, the Aron. By learning Torah, we can reestablish the wonderful, special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Rav Chagi b'shem Rav Shimon bar Nachman says Shalosh Trumas Nemer Pasha. There were three times Truma mentioned in Pasha's Truma. Zois Trumas Adonim talks about the Truma that was taken from Klal Yisrael to make the sockets for the walls of the Mishkan. Truma Shkolim is what we just discussed. The Trumas HaMishkan. Everybody was able to donate items for the base for the Mishkan. So he explains. It says in the pasuk, "Daba bnei Yisrael v'yikchlu truma, zu trumas adonim." That refers to trumas adonim. "Meis kolisha shi'advena liboy tichlu es trumasi, zu trumas shkolim." That refers to the shkolim that we're discussing. "V'zois hatrumah shetichlu meitam, zet trumas hamishkan." That refers to trumas mishkan that people can donate. Trumas hamishkan. The donation to the Mishkan went to the Mishkan, was to erect, to build the Mishkan. Mashi yirtzu yasu. So the way the Mefarshim explained this line, there are two ways of explaining it. Mashi yirtzu, you could donate whatever you wanted. You could donate silver, you could donate gold, you could donate wool, you could donate dye. And yasu, you could donate as much as you want. There's no formula how much you have to donate. Another pshat is, mashi yirtzu, you could donate what you want, and yasu, what you donate, the people who built the Mishkan, Bezalel or Aliyah, can use how they see fit. Shkolim, the shkolim were brought lekarbon, like we explained at the beginning of the shiur, to buy the kabonis. Mashi yirtzu yasu, Chazal could identify what should be the shekel. It wasn't always a machzis a shekel, as we will learn later in the Masechta. However, kadesh shiyet kulam shava. Everybody donates the same coin. Everybody donates the same amount. Trumas adonim, the money that was brought to buy to make those sockets, were used ladonim, and ha'osh lo yirma v'dal lo yirmat. Everybody has to give the same amount, poor or rich. Omrav oven, afa pasha azois. Also in Parashas Kisiso, Nema Bar Gimel Trumas, three Trumas are mentioned. Machzis HaShekel, Machzis HaShekel Trumas Hashem, That's the machzis shekel. Yitain trumas Hashem, and Lase says trumas Hashem, corresponding to the three trumas that we just learned. See, we learned in the Mishnah, betezvav boy on 15 days in Adar, karnas Megillah bekrochen. We read the Megillah in the walled cities. Says the Gemara, loichein amr av chelba b'shem rav huna. Didn't we learn on Amr Aleph? That's the Gemara that we referred to when we learned Amr Aleph. The Rav Chelba said in the name of Rav Huna. V'chein, and similarly Rav Abba b'shem Rav Chiya Rabba. The Rav said in the name of Rav Chiya Rabba. Haku yoitzim, that everybody is mekayim mitzvahs kriyas Megillah b'yudalit. If you read it on the 14 days in Adar, shehu's man kriyasa, because that's the main time of reading the Megillah. As we learned in Amr Aleph, even somebody who lives in a walled city, or somebody who lives in Shushan, can be mekayim mitzvahs kriyas Megillah on 14 days. So what are you telling me that this man is on Tezvav? So he says, Loibo, the point of the Mishnah is only to teach us, L'lamdecha, shekol ha-mitzvahs ha-nehagas ba-adashayni, that the mitzvahs that are supposed to be done in Adashayni and in Nehagas ba-adarishin. Which of the two Adas should we do it in? Adarishayni, not Adarishin. But not to say that it has to be done on Tezvav, actually it could be done on Yudalit. That's the first Teretz. Rav Yossi Rav Acha have a Yasin. They were sitting. And they were discussing this din that Rav Chelba just taught us. That he taught us that even somebody who lives in a walled city, that for him Purim is really Tezvav Adar, could read the Megillah on Yudalit Adar. So they said, Amar Rav Yossi Rav Acha. So Rav Yossi said to Ma'acha, Lo Mistabra, Elish Avar. This that Rav Chelba taught us, that if somebody who lived in Tezvav read the Megillah on Yudalit, he was mekayim the mitzvah, that's only b'diavad. That's only b'diavad. Avalabo, if somebody l'chatchila, even Rav Chelba will agree that it should be read on Tezvav. Because v'atana, because we learned in a braisa, Makim shenagdu l'kroisa shnei yomim, karim noisa shnei yomim. Let's say somebody lives in a city, and he doesn't know if this city is a walled city. Teaches us the braisa. It's a braisa masech the Megillah. Then what should he do? He should read the Megillah on Yudalit Adar, and then he should read the Megillah again on Tezvav Adar. Now the question is, if Rav Chelba says that if you read the Megillah on Yudalit Adar, you yoytz the mitzvah, so why is such a person reading it again on Tezvav? It must be that even Rav Chelba agrees that this halacha, that if you read the Megillah on Yudalit you were yoytza, is only b'diavad. But certainly l'chatchila, if you're supposed to read it on Tezvav, or even if you're not surely supposed to read it on Tezvav, there's only a shayla you're supposed to read on Tezvav, certainly that's what you're supposed to read. Amalei, so Rav Yossi said to Rav Acha, af ani sover. I agree with Rav Chelba. Ramana said the Yos. Rav Yosef said the right thing. Ilu Mishiyikra B'Yudalit. If somebody read the Megillah on the 14th day, V'Kari B'Tezvav, we tell him, and he now comes to read it on the 15th day, and he wants to be Maitzi, somebody who didn't hear it. So let's understand the story. Let's say somebody lives in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, you're supposed to read the Megillah on Tezvav Ba'adar. So what would be, according to Rav Chelba? He heard the Megillah on Yudalit. He lives in Yerushalayim, but he was in Purim on Yudalit Adar, and he was in Bnei Barak on Yudalit Adar, and he heard the Megillah, and now he comes back to Yerushalayim. And he wants to read the Megillah for somebody. Could he do it? Certainly. But if Rav Chelba says that he was Yoytz the Mitzvah, how could he do it? He's not Mechuyiv, and the other person is Mechuyiv. Shem ain't Shem Eloi. Will we not allow somebody who lives in Yerushalayim that heard the Megillah on Yudalit not to read the Megillah on Tezvah for somebody who didn't hear it yet? Im ata oimekein, if you would say that that's the halacha, Nimtzes akiz man krochem b'yotcha. So then you're taking apart the entire din of reading the Megillah on Tezvav Adar. But we know that Chazal said that Tezvav Adar is the time of Megillah for people who live in a walled city. So must be that the Megillah is read on Yudalit. If b'di'evid you didn't hear it on Tezvav, if you live in a walled city, you are Yaitza. But certainly, l'chatchila, even if you heard it in your Dalid, if you live in a walled city, you should read and hear the Megillah again. And l'chatchila, you're supposed to do it. And you're even allowed to be the Baal Kayir for people who didn't hear it. Tanar of Shimon Gamliel Oima. Mitzvahs are nagas by Adesheni. Mitzvahs that apply on Adesheni. Ain't the nagas by Rishon. Don't apply on Adesheni. Chutz mehesper the tainis. Except for hesper the tainis. Shein shom zeb zeh. You're not allowed to make a hesped, and you're not allowed to fast on Yudalid and Tezvav Adar Rishon. Now the question is why? If they're not Purim, why? So the Rishonim explain that Yudalid Adar Rishon and Tezvav Adar Rishon are a yontif that's quoted, that's brought down in Megillah's Tainis. It's a yontif for a different miracle, nothing to do with Purim. So ask the Gra, it says in Shulchan Aruch, not only on Purim Katan, Yudalit Adar Rishon, are you not allowed to fast? And Tezvav, are you not allowed to fast? And you're not allowed to make a hesped? But you're supposed to be marbe b'simcha. Why are you supposed to be marbe b'simcha if it's not Purim? So he says that whenever it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to make a hesped or you're not allowed to fast, it means that that day is a yontif. And if it's a yontif, you have to show it's a yontif. How do you have to show it's a yontif? Ribri simcha. Rabbah, Rav Yirmiyah, Rabbi Rabbi Yemi b'shem Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shum b'Levi. Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rav Huna, Rabbi Tzipurin, Rav Huna, the great Rav Huna for Tzipurin, says, Hinig Rav Chanina b'Tzipurin, that Rav Chanina made it a custom in Tzipurin, k'day, k'adad Rav Shimon Gamliel. Like what Rav Shimon Gamliel said. Lo'y Amma, Ela Hinig, however, he said it's only something that we're noig ha halacha loy. What's the difference between a minig and halacha? So the Mefarshim explain, a halacha is something that we announce publicly. Minig is not something that we announce publicly, but if somebody acts that way, we don't stop him, he's not doing anything wrong. Now the Gemara discusses one more shaila. So you have a year that there's two Adars, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And the question is, we write documents, and the date of a document is a crucial element of the document. The beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah discusses it at length. So when we're dating the document, we can't write Adar in both, because I don't know if it's Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So which is the date that I write? Avala in Shtaros, Kaisin Adar Rishon. When we write a Shtar, when we write a document Adar Rishon, we write Adar Rishon. But when we write a document about the Sheni, we write Stam. We just write the word Stam. We just write other, and it's understood that it means other Sheni. On the other hand, Rabbi Huda says the opposite. Other Rishon Stam. When we write a document in other Rishon, we just write the word other. Other Sheni, when we write a document in other Sheni, then we write Tinyonon, we write other Sheni. One important Shaila is, what's the halacha if somebody has yartzeit in Adar? So if, that means his parents died in Adar. So if the year that his parents died was a leap year, so if the year that he's holding a yartzeit is not a leap year, so there's only one Adar to hold him. If the year he's holding is a leap year, so he should hold the month that his relative passed away. But what's the halacha if his parent died in a year which there was only one Adar, and the year he wants to hold, he's going to hold the yartzeit, there are two Adars. What should he do? So the Paiskim say, this is the way it comes out, that Adar Rishon he certainly has to hold. Some Paiskim say he should also hold Adar Sheni, he should hold the yartzeit in both months. Others say the Adar Rishon is enough, but some say the Adar Rishon certainly should be held.